Thank you. and accepted in the name of all our contributions by the power of the Holy Spirit. We commit to this voluntary so as to secure our voluntary obedience to the gospel. And then it's also evident that he is the Holy Spirit's intention to have his name among the many other members of the house. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be born. Being born again, we all God here a new mouth, we were that same. For our mind is not dominated by sin and taking on sin, not our mind is changed for God. The way we stand is not our mind. And we can ask on the Lord, God, that's what we're saying for you. We can take in the name of our mind and our mind.
And move you to follow my dreams. And one of the things that is a good part of the relationship is, and I want to tell you that you have questions to think about, you can do that, you can do that just fine with it. But one thing you can talk about, you know, in a lifetime, and it's a great book, and it's telling you how God can do this.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk about the talking about how we put the gospel of Jesus in Paul, but they will come to our meeting and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to do. When we begin to know this, we begin to trust, we can believe, and believe the good. It's also good to understand that when we talk about the churches, we're not talking about a new skyway, right? It's not a new kind of calling to God, but people can be called. They might be saved. They might be saved. They said, you know, God, and somehow they said, you know, they said, you know, they said, you know, they said, you know,
all the time,
Thank you.